Welcome again to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiren Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech and received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. By cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, depression, and any other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NBE method itself. We have been proving this astounding claim in past shows with cases of chronic pain, depression, asthma, suicidal tendencies, drug addiction, bowel problems, sinus problems. Last week, we had remarkable cases on shoulder pain, lung disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, and hepatitis. If you're feeling run down from the holiday season, Dr. Tong can help you regain your energy for that last-minute Christmas shopping. If you do have any questions that you're dying to have answered, don't hesitate to call in at 800-227-5278. Again, the number is 1-800-227-KBRT. Okay, Dr. Tong, before we start, last week we had a caller who was asking about chiropractors because she had whiplash, and
about the 714 number?
Oh, 714 number, sorry. If you have questions, call 714-754-4150. Anyway, as I was saying, the caller last week, she had whiplash, and she was asking me about chiropractors. Was there something you wanted to clarify?
Yes, last week, I do believe in chiropractics, even though I feel that my treatment is more effective. Obviously, I cannot handle all the patients. So in case, Noah, you have a choice between whether to go to chiropractor or not, I think they're pretty safe. I do feel that they are better than physical therapy for a few reasons. Number one, chiropractors depends on their own skill to keep patients, whereas physical therapists have a whole pool that are referred by MDs. And then I have a couple of patients that swear by their chiropractors that they can not only get pain better, but they also get other symptoms better. Even though my own personal experience had not been
successful.
Mm-hmm. But I do know how it works. How it works is by aligning the spine, then you make there's a few very important channels. Basically, the bladder channel, which contain all the connection point to all the different internal organs, heart, right, lung, liver, kidney, spleen. So when you align the spine, you get energy to the different organs.
Right.
If you combine it with acupuncture, massage, nutrition, or homeopathic, it would be even better, such as when you massage the legs to open up the other channels along with the adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we'll show you a case with an 8-year-old boy who was having seizures,
mm-hmm,
barely, but he would not take the injections.
Right.
And I just used massage and used a wicker therapy, which is stimulated the ear.
Mm-hmm.
And right now his seizures is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go into that next week. But right now we have a caller. I think her sister called in last week.
Right.
And so let's talk to her. Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we start from the beginning? What happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, gee. I was basically a mess. The main reason that I came to Dr. Tong was because I have this huge tumor on the side of my leg.
Okay.
I measured it. It was 9x7.
Wow.
And I also have another one in the groin area, but the one that's causing me the pain is in my right leg is this huge tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister, she told me how wonderful he was, and you've got to try him. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
I came in.
Wait,
and
before you start with that, what did you do for that before you went to see Dr. Tong?
I was taking Tylenol and codeine.
Okay.
For the pain.
And did that help at all?
Yeah, it would help. Mm-hmm. It would help the pain. I have to sleep on my side and with a pillow between my legs at night.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sit on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Just walking, you know, would hurt. And so.
And how many doctors did you go see?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. I've had MRIs. I've had CAT scans. I've been to two surgeons. One just wanted to operate, and I just didn't want to go that route.
Right.
And so I just...
Did you try different drugs?
Just Tylenol and codeine.
Okay.
That's what I was on.
Okay.
When I would have pain. But in coming to you, Dr. Chong, I tell you, you're my hero.
Thank you.
You have changed my life.
Yes.
And just, I've been to you for treatments, and I am just so amazed. I'm not kidding. You have changed my life, and I've only been coming to you for a week.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's just amazing. I can sit on the floor now, Indian style, and wrap Christmas presents.
Right.
Before, I was in the mall a couple of days ago, and my little 8-year-old daughter, she was with me, and she said, Mommy, let's go home. I'm tired. I said, oh, no. Let's go in here. Let's do this. And then on the way home, I said, let's stop at this store.
Good.
Now, Shay, were you also, I understand you're also on hydrogen peroxide?
Oh, yes. I had tried that a month before.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone on that for a month before, and that did help me.
Uh-huh.
That helped me tremendously.
Uh-huh.
But since I've gone to Dr. Tong, I've even been helped even more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just amazed.
How about the size of the tumor?
Oh, it shrunk. I'm amazed. It shrunk.
It's about 40%, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Yes.
You know, I would go by a chair, and it would dump the chair, you know, it's shrunk, and I showed my husband, and he's amazed. He wants to come and see you now.
Oh, good. Yes. Also, you have some...
intestinal...
Candida, horribly. On a scale of 1 to 20, 20 being worse, mine was 19 for intestinal candida. I look like I'm 7 to 8 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Tong is working on that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have fungus on my toenails, and I've got ringworm. But recurring ringworm on my foot, and so he's just helping me. another thing I wanted to tell, yesterday when I was in to see him, I've been getting skin tags underneath my arms in the last 6 months on both sides.
Uh-huh.
He has been treating my right side, and I showed him yesterday where on the right side underneath my arm, about 6 skin tags have fallen off. Right, Dr. Tong?
That's absolutely true, okay? It sounds like a miracle, but it's not. Let me explain to you what happened, okay?
Okay.
Your lipoma, that's a benign tumor, falls right on the gallbladder channel. That happened for two reasons. Number one, you may have eaten a lot of greasy food and sugar, refined sugar and carbohydrate and so forth. That overwhelmed the gallbladder's ability to clear all this fatty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing that affects this channel is frustration and anger. You look like a kind of person, like I mentioned last week, that internalizes a lot of things. So when you don't vent out your frustration, you block the channel. When you block the channel, okay, you got this tumor, okay, as a physical symptom, right in the hip area, but up higher, okay, it's just like you block El Toro, up higher in Santa Ana, you got a problem.
Right.
And those skin tags are also another complication. So once you clear the lipoma blockage down below, you get circulation and energy up in the armpit area, so that's why the skin tags fall off.
Isn't that
amazing to me. It's just very, very simple. Yeah.
The thing is I know that it's you that have helped it, because I still have them on the left side.
Well,
fix
it on the left side next time.
Yeah,
I can promise you that it will happen the same way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shay, you sound... Well, I met you a week ago, and you sound like a completely different person.
I know!
Yeah. Because you weren't this happy when you first saw me.
Yes,
even
very reserved.
Yeah, when you were smiling, I think you were forcing a little bit. Now it's different. Yes.
So you will continue treatments with Dr. Tong.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I can't wait to go in on Monday.
Yes.
I'm going to get totally well.
Yes.
I have to tell you that... my eyesight, too.
Oh, yes.
I noticed my eyesight. I was in the store the other day, and usually I have to squint in order to see the signs, you know, on the aisles.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have to squint. I thought, gee, this is strange. Wow, I can see those. And then when I'm on the freeway, I don't have to get up right under the sign in order to see it.
That's great.
So she was the fourth patient. Remember Dana? One of the other treatment, he went home.
And Robert Kennedy.
And Kennedy, okay. and not John F. Kennedy syndrome.
Right.
But then another patient, same thing, you know, she had to go back to a old prescription.
Right. Well, can I say another thing?
Sure.
There are so many things that have happened to me. When I came into you, since I've had a hysterectomy because I had had cancer and they took my ovaries out,
mm-hmm.
I've had hot flashes and I'm not on any hormones, you know, from the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went into you, you asked me if I was cold or hot before I lost my ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you I was cold all the time, but now I'm hot and I'm having hot flashes all the time. And so you did something to me, my thing, and you said I'm going to cool you down. Well, in the next few days, I was cold. I was like I was normal before I had had my hysterectomy, and I was cold, you know. And then when I came back in for my appointment, you asked me how I was, and I said, "Well, I'm cold all the time." You said, "Okay, well, I'm going to warm you up a little bit." you did.
Yes.
So it's like now I'm pretty normal, you know, and I'm not having the hot flashes like I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband, he sweats all the time, and he's hot all the time, and he was wondering, can you help him?
I can fix it the same way. Yes.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck on the Christmas shopping.
Thank you.
Yes.
A Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
The work that you're doing, Dr. Tom.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiguan Tong, MD. If you just heard that remarkable case, Dr. Tong can help you too. Sherry had a tumor on the side of her leg causing pain, and it has shrunk. Her skin tests have fallen off. She's a completely different person. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call for an appointment today. Okay, let's get to our next guest.
Joyce actually has been here before.
Okay.
But she got other improvement that we want to share.
All right. Hello, Joyce?
Yes, hello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. The last time we talked to you, you had heel pain, is that correct?
That's right.
And how's that doing?
Well, I'm able to walk. I take a walk every day, 30 to 40 minutes now, without any pain.
That's great.
And so I'm delighted at that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a heel spur that had been removed and radiated to prevent her regrowth, but it regrew, and it's poking into touches my Achilles tendon.
Right, and now you're...
Well, I don't have any pain at all. I can walk. I walked all over 2 malls yesterday, Christmas shopping, and I didn't have a bit of pain.
Fantastic. I want to remind the listener that Joyce is actually a registered nurse. And let's share some of the other improvements, such as you use a CPAP in order to sleep in the past. And tell us what we have done for you.
Well, I had sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you stop breathing in your sleep, and then you wake up. And I was tested in the sleep lab at UCLA, and I averaged 10 to 12 times during the night I was woken up because of the fact that I would stop breathing and sort of gasp for air.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a little over 3 years now that I have been using CPAP, which stands for continuous positive air pressure. It's just a little unit you use by the side of your bed connected to a long flexible tubing that goes to your nose.
Uh-huh.
And it just pushes air constantly into your lungs.
Okay.
It sounds uncomfortable.
It is, but I got used to it right away because I was always so tired from having sleep apnea, and I was suffering from sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure I got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Tom started treating me for it, and the first few days I could sleep without it maybe 1 or 2 hours, and then I'd put it on. I was all, part of it was fear of not using it, and now for the last couple of weeks I have not used it at all.
At all.
In fact, it's on my stairs to take upstairs to put away in a closet.
Yes, put it in a museum. Yes.
So you haven't had to use it once.
But the interesting thing is I am feeling much better now and more rested when I wake up in the morning and requiring fewer hours of sleep than I did when I was actually using the CPAP.
Yes.
It was supposed to help me. And it did help me, but not to the degree that I have now.
In addition to this, okay, you were on thyroid hormones.
Right, tell
and
me
in the
that.
Beginning, I was trying to get you off thyroid hormone, was unsuccessful until recently. Now you've been off the thyroid hormone now and on no hormones. How long have you been off the thyroid hormone now?
Oh, I've been off the thyroid hormone maybe 2.5 weeks, something like that. I
right.
don't remember the exact date. But you kept telling me not to take my synthetic thyroid, and then I would get very sleepy during the day, have a hard time waking up. I was gaining weight instead of losing weight, which I'm supposed to do, and I have 10 pounds since seeing Dr. Tong. And so I went back on my thyroid because I just wasn't functioning very well.
That was in the beginning.
That was in the beginning. Now I don't take it, and I just got all the energy I need.
Yes.
You're completely off it now.
Completely off of it, yes.
That shows the...
why is that, Dr. Tong?
Well, in the beginning, before we can get her into balance and get the channels open, the mind connected to the body, when there's not enough correction of the problem, then she'll need extra help. And now she's much more balanced. Now her thyroid is working now. So you really, even for people, we have so many people that have the thyroid removed, you can still get the patient off thyroid hormone and on nothing and still be energetic. The reason for that is that every cell from the body comes from a stem cell, and the mind will train other cells to take over the function. Just like a company missing a department, the CEO will train other people to take over the function the same way.
That makes sense.
And also, let's share some other problems like your incontinence, your hyperpressure, and your psoriasis.
Yes, I have psoriasis on my scalp, and I was using all kinds of creams and lotions prescribed by my doctor, and now I am not using anything on it, but Dr. Tong is treating it, and it's not completely gone, but it's much, much improved.
Eventually, it'll be gone. Yeah, because it's so much better now. The lesion is shrinking, you're not flaky, and you're not itching as much.
Yeah.
So eventually you'll be gone.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time.
And then incontinence, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a rectocele and a cystocele where the bladder and the rectum kind of prolapse into the vaginal area. And I was taking a medication to help prevent the incontinence. I was just taking a small dose, but it did help. And now I don't take anything for it, and it has markedly improved.
That's incredible.
And I was excited to hear Sherry that she had a lipoma that was helped. I have a lipoma I never told you about, Dr. Tong, on my rib cage, and it wasn't as serious as all of these other things.
But
if you can get rid of that, I'd love to get rid of it.
That's all connected. So next time, just remind me and we'll keep working on it. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Joyce, thank you so much for talking with us again.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. If you have thyroid problems, if you have sleep apnea, if you have incontinence, like Joyce did, Dr. Tong can help you. In fact, he can help you with your sinuses, your asthma, insomnia, colitis, irritable syndrome. Call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 o'clock and you'll receive a free gift, a homeopathic remedy, growth hormone stimulation that will increase your energy. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com. All right, our last guest today is Rob. Should we just get right to Rob?
Yes.
Hello, Rob?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Rob is a football coach, is that right?
For a long time, yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Why don't you tell us what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had a couple of back surgeries and about 3 or 4 knee surgeries, and I was having trouble again with my right knee.
Mm-hmm.
And my orthopedic surgeon was had given me an MRI and said I had a lot of debris in my knee and that I needed to have surgery. And I'd been having this pain since football started in August, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And we were in the football season, so I couldn't have anything done. Once football got over, I was about ready to have surgery, and I gave my sister a call, and she mentioned Dr. Tong and the friends that had come to him and the things that he had done, and
mm-hmm.
suggested that I see him first before I would go in for the surgery. So I came about 3 weeks ago and started the treatment on my leg, and I was in constant pain. I'm on my feet all day because I teach PE, and then I would go out to football and stuff, and by the end of the day, I was dragging my leg, and I would get in my car, and I couldn't take my foot off the floorboard to put it on the brake. I mean, I was nervous about driving home. Fortunately, I had to go about 3 miles. But,
mm-hmm. but you never got the surgery, is that correct?
I never went to surgery. I came to Dr. Tong 3 weeks ago, and a lot of the pain is gone. Most of the pain is gone, as a matter of fact. And my knee has improved, my range on my knee. I still have the stiffness, and we're still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, really very encouraged about it. And I'm,
you know, you don't need surgery anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that Dr. Tong has, did you go on a wellness program, any supplements or things of that nature?
Oh, yeah, I've got the, you know, I've listened to the other people's stuff. I've never liked to take drugs, so I have never taken very many drugs. I guess I'm fortunate in that matter. With this pain, I was taking ibuprofen, though, and I kept taking it. Wasn't doing that much for me. I got a rash,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why I got the thing, and then figured out it was from the ibuprofen.
Right.
And I quit taking it, and fortunately that went away. But you've given me supplements and things that are really helping me out. And
how's your energy level?
My energy level's a lot better, and I'm feeling, you know, a lot better.
So your pain is it gone, or do you still have some pain?
I have a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not, it's very manageable now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to go away entirely.
Yes. You have proof of point. You have all these bone spurs and arthritic changes in your feel in the knee. It has not disappeared. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that proves that those things, abnormalities, are not the cause of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of pain has to do with circulation not being there because your energy is not flowing there.
Right.
Your mind is not flowing to the body in that part of the body.
Right, because you still have the bone spurs.
You still have the bone spurs. You mm-hmm. take an X-ray and MRI, you look exactly the same as the one that you did when you had the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So all the tests, you complain to me that all the other doctor did were just a whole bunch of tests, okay?
Right.
Really for no reason. It doesn't help because you do not pinpoint down the cause of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of the problem has to do with your mental energy not being there and not enough circulation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not the bone spurs or arthritis.
Okay, Rob. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay,
yes.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have one more today. I call her Ellen. Should we do
yes.
it to Ellen?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Okay. Hello,
hi,
Ellen.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Well,
you're finally getting up to call in.
Call in, and I was listening, so I thought, I've got to turn the radio off. Hold on.
Go ahead, yes.
Ellen
is the caller. She was not scheduled because she said she was nervous about calling you in the past.
Yeah, hello.
So now you have the courage to call in. So can you share with us what you want to tell?
Yes, I'd like your listeners to know that you have helped me immensely. I went to Dr. Tong the last of October. I had the flu, but I went to Dr. Tong because I was experiencing a lot of numbness and pain in the left side of my body,
mm-hmm.
and I was having really bad headaches in the left side of my head,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting nervous.
That's okay.
After my first treatment, I sat up from the table, and I opened my eyes, And I said, this is really weird.
Yes.
Because my vision was incredibly clear.
Ah. You're the fifth or sixth person now with a clear vision. And you can restore visions.
So the initial reason for going to Dr. Tong was eliminated. The pain in the left side of my body is minimal, if non-existent now. I've only had one headache in the last 8 weeks, and it only lasted 3 days, and it wasn't bad. But
you have had also only two major treatments.
Yeah, but the good things I think your listeners should know is that I had all these, what I call, extras.
Yes.
I was cured of the flu. I'm off the female hormones that I had taken for years. My eyesight, as you mentioned before, you know, I'm the woman that had to go and get a new prescription because I was wearing glasses that were 5 years old.
Yeah, that was the one, yeah, right.
And you had to get
it's in my left eye. My whole problem's been in the left side of my body.
Mm-hmm.
My problem now is just that I'm still very angry.
Yes.
I'm a very angry person.
You have all these emotional trance, I call them, that trap in your body, and that is causing your eyesight problem.
Right.
So I release a lot of them. Now that you get circulation to your eye, that's why your vision is more clear.
Right.
So with further treatment and also with your awareness of it, okay, and do some meditation and realize that the anger is only affecting you.
I know.
Not somebody else, you know?
I know.
Yes, no, yeah.
But it's intellectual, you know, it's got to become.
Right, yes.
It's got to become.
It takes some time, okay? You need to. Okay. But you are very intelligent. I know you can overcome it even by yourself, now that you realize it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, Ellen, thank you for having the courage to call us today.
Yeah, it's nothing, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing to be nervous about.
You will continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
I'm sorry.
Will you continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
Yes, I'm going to be continuing treatments.
Great.
Well, have a good holiday season.
All right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Tong, there's a question. Someone wanted to know, I think she has infertility due to cysts and fibroids.
Yes.
Why don't you kind of comment on that?
Infertility, everything is due to the fact that the mind and body are not in harmony. When there's not enough energy from the mind part to the body, you don't have enough circulation. When there's no circulation and no mental energy to sustain health, then the cyst form, another abnormality form, okay? So in order for you to be able to have a child, you got to correct this circulation problem. And maybe next time, since one at a time, next time you mention about infertility, because I'm treating a person now with infertility,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you about my success in the past.
Yeah, and want to discuss about growth hormone. We have a lot of things to talk about. We keep running out of time.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed our show this week. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com under the radio show heading. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, colitis. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you have may be cured. Call us 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Tune in again next week, same time, KBright AM 740. Happy holidays.